This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government gave nod to increase the minimum support prices for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum-road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower CO2 emissions. The project will generate direct employment for about 10 lakh people during construction days. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in DNS allowance for central government employees and DNS relief for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi yesterday. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Cultural Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dhamma. The recent recognition of Pali as a classical language, along with 4 other languages, enhances the significance of this year's Abhidhamma Divas celebrations, as Buddha's teachings on Abhidhamma are originally available in Pali language. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Yesterday, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party and staked claim to form the government in this state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a half-day conclave of Chief Ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh, Haryana today. BJP President J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting concluded at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Attendees included Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President J.P. Nadda and other senior leaders. The meeting was held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad yesterday as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The External Affairs Minister stated that there were 8 key takeaways from the Indian perspective, including developing a dialogue on the idea of one earth, one family, one future. Niti Aayog will organize a 2-day international methanol seminar and expo 2024 from today in New Delhi. The event will be held in collaboration with the Methanol Institute of the United States. This event will highlight the progress of projects, products and research and development initiatives related to methanol production, application and allied technological developments in the world. In Manipur, the Mera Ho Chongba 2024, an annual festival observed in order to strengthen the cordial bond between the indigenous communities living in hills and valley people, will be held today at Imphal. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out due to rains. And that is the end of this news bulletin.